Hello, Jared.
Hello.
Hi, Jared. My name is Robert with Milestone Capital, sir.
With who?
We finance Milestone Capital. We finance businesses. Are you on the market for financial?
Milestone.
Mm-hmm, Milestone.
Where are you guys out of?
We're on New York, sir. Manhattan.
And what's the actual name of your business? Milestone Financial?
Milestone Capital.
Cap.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys are MCA guys?
We actually don't do MCA, sir. We do business loans.
Okay.
If you're on the market for financials, sir, we can actually talk. I can send you paperwork. That's all I'm actually trying to do.
Yeah,
or we can talk some other. We can talk some other time and you know, show you what we are about.
No, we're looking for capital. The reason I asked about the MCA, I get a lot of calls from MCA guys.
Yeah.
And we're not
getting
an MCA. I don't want to waste anybody's time.
Yeah. No, so, I understand. You got any advances right now?
No.
Okay. Let me do like about 7-8 questions and then I'm going to send you paperwork, okay? Your revenue a month?
We've done about 780 since the first of the year.
Okay. That's actually good, man. And what do you guys do out there?
We do commercial remodeling services for chain restaurants and hotels and things.
Oh, okay, got it. Yeah, that's actually good because you know that I see that's the funny part because I talk to a lot of restaurants too, and that's why they're actually looking for money to expand and redo the
right.
Commercial part of the restaurant.
Yeah.
How long you been in business, Mr. Gura?
About 44 years.
Got it. And any partners or are you just a sole proprietor, sir?
Sole.
Got it. If I can get you good capital, sir, the right rate and the great terms, what are you looking for?
We're looking for like $200,000.
Sounds feasible.
3 to 5.
Okay. And what would you use the money for? Working capital?
Working capital for an expansion. So we've got an opportunity to get in with some municipality.
Oh man, yeah, you should go for that. That's
really
good money, sir, because you know it's government money, and that's the money that have no end. No, I'm not playing. It's the money that don't have no end. It's like that wallet is actually really nice and deep.
That's the one we're looking for.
Believe me. I actually helped about 2 years ago. I was working with this little construction industry, and these guys, you know, they wanted some money because the government wanted to see that they have working capital because you know how it is. Security and all that stuff, and
you gotta have money to. They don't trust you without it, right?
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. So we got him. A good amount. Guy calls back then later on. You know, for Christmas I got a bottle of champagne and everything, and I go like, "What is this from?" And I turn around and look at the car, and I give him a call. Hey, man, what is this? Man, he goes like, "You got me. You got me. Unfinished. You know, unending." Money.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, how? We finally got the account with the government. He goes, so we actually have a 10-year contract with the government. Wow. I go, 10-year with the government? Damn, man, you're going to pay this quick. Yeah, man. He goes like, give me two, three months and then we're going to be clean with you. Which it does.
Right.
It's okay because it doesn't make us money, but it's all right, man. It's a good story.
Right.
Maybe you're the next one.
Maybe.
How soon do you need this money, sir? Is ASAP?
Yeah, pretty soon, yeah. We got a little bit of time, but
the good thing is the money is cheap right now. To tell you the truth.
It's cheap. Huh.
Yeah, no, it's cheap. You know why? Let me actually tell you how this works. Between the beginning of the, let's say right after taxes when people still got money. Right after taxes, let's get into like about 2-3 months. Let's say May, June. People still got money. Once it comes July, to before Black Friday, man, the money's cheap because nobody wants this money. I've been talking to a lot of people. They don't want it. Comes Black Friday, man, everybody wants money, and the money goes up again. You know, I tried to tell him, you know, get the money, put it on the bank, keep it there. When you need it, you use it. You continue paying, but you got the money. They don't. Once the money gets spent, say, hey, man, I should have let you do this for me about a month ago. Hey, man, I got the good intentions. You don't want him. You don't want him. What's a good email to send you this, Mr. Jarrett?
It's Jared Nidal, spelled J-A-R-E-D-N-I-T-E-O-W-L.
You say, can you spell right after Jared? N-I-G?
N-I-T. Nancy Indigo Thomas Edward.
Thomas Edward, got it.
Yeah. And then Owl. O-W-L, like the bird.
Okay.
At yahoo.com.
Okay, let me tell you what I got. I got Jason, Apple, Robert, Edward, Dime, or Diego, Knight, Inglu, Thomas, Edward, Oscar, William, Larry, at yahoo.com.
That's it, man.
And the best number to call you is 330-844-0952. Because I'm going to have on the writer right now give you a call so we can do this the quicker we can. We actually don't like to mess around with people's time because I know people like, you know, your time is valuable. As my time is valuable to actually talk to people, you know, I know yours it is. So we try to make sure that we get you qualified in 24 hours, get you money in 72, you know, the longest. And like I say, try to get the money, keep the money, put it on the bank, let it simmer. You're paying us whatever interest it is that they're going to give you, and your money continue growing on the bank. You know, it's actually a good way to do it. And then when you need it, it's there. With a little more interest on your side. Plus, you know, like I say, I hope you actually get a good contract with the government.
Yeah,
that's my wish.
Sure.
Okay, my email is going to come from Robert at milestonecapitalfunding.com. The quicker you complete this link, I need is 4 months of your bank statements, the latest ones if you can, and we do business. Pretty much, if you don't like us, we part ways as good friends and nothing happened, okay?
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Jerry. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.